For a long time, historians assumed that the women's movement died down after the attainment of enfranchisement at the end of the First World War, and remained dormant until the 1960s, when the women's liberation movement, or second wave feminism, emerged. However, research has shown that although feminist activities may have largely slipped out of the headlines after 1918, the women's movement remained vibrant and strong. As Cheryl Law, who has written on the movement in the 1920s, points out, it is unrealistic to measure its activities against the headline-grabbing stunts of the militant suffragettes. Instead, the women's movement changed and developed. Overtly feminist organisations, such as the Women's Freedom League and the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies, remained well supported in the years immediately after the 1918 Representation of the People Act. However, the National Union of Women's Suffrage Societies thought it appropriate to have a name change to the National Union of Societies for Equal Citizenship, or NUSEC. Only the Pankhursts' Women's Social and Political Union had disappeared altogether by 1918, although historian Martin Pugh argues that the Six Point Group, founded in 1921, was its true successor.